You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Roman Anthony says Boston is a special place. He's happy to be here. Taking the $130 million, which can max out at $230 million. He can hit the market again right around age 30, depending on how things go for him. We've been talking about it all day long on Jones and Keefe. Your phone number is 617-779-7937. We'll get back to you there. Coming up momentarily, we'll go on the clock. 60 seconds on the Patriots preseason opener tomorrow night against the Washington Commanders. Who better to give insight on it, Keith, than you and I, who have been at 10 training camp practices.
We've seen a lot.
Including the joint practice yesterday. We have very, very good insight. Some of the best insight out there.
Our eyes were all over it.
So we'll tell you what to look forward to coming up in just a little bit. Just circling back on Roman Anthony and the extension. I'm surprised at some of the blowback the Red Sox have gotten for this deal. Like the idea that, well, they're cheap now and this is how they have to do business, or Roman Anthony isn't gambling on himself. I know you dabble in that
a little bit. I have, yeah.
Just the idea, and this is probably the one I'm the most with, and I think we talked about this in real time when Bradfoe was sitting in his driveway hearing the breaking news yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, the spin away from doing nothing at the deadline, the odd timing of it. Like, that one I can get behind to a degree. But I'm happy they were able to get this deal done. He's one of the best young players in baseball. He was the top prospect in baseball. They forecast this is how they were going to do business. And I guess I give him credit on some level for actually following through on it. We're going to lock up our young core. Well, they locked up Rafaela. They locked up Bayo, and I didn't like how those looked at the beginning of this year. Those both look like very, very savvy moves. Christian Campbell doesn't look great right now.
No.
Maybe we'll put that in the same bucket. Maybe that'll be a miss on their end. But they followed through and locked up one of their young players. They're doing it again with Roman Anthony. I wish, Keith, we were back to the Theo Epstein days, John Henry's early days as owner, where they were spending with the Yankees and flipping over chairs when they'd get beat out for the Yankees on a big-ticket free agent, you know, destroying hotel rooms or whatever Theo was doing
because
the evil empire scooped him. I wish they spent with the Dodgers. I wish they spent with the Mets and the Yankees and teams like this. That's what I wish. That would be my preference. But they told you this is how they're going to do business, and they're doing it. And I think locking up the young core, hopefully, if you want to be charitable, will free them up to spend on the Pete Alonso, Kyle Tuckers of the world in free agency. I'm very pleasantly surprised they locked him up. I didn't think they were going to be able to do it. I thought this guy was going to be a hard negotiation and a hard guy to sign, and they got to him early. I think it's great.
Yeah, I think signing Campbell and even Bayo and Rafaela is certainly a lot easier than Roman Anthony, right? And they at least got those guys, and at least two out of three are kind of paying off right now. It looks like, all right, those were good to kind of lock those guys up. It also says maybe they learned their mistake on the Mookie Betts thing, and they don't want to rue the day again to have somebody like that. And it doesn't mean that Roman Anthony wasn't under team control and wouldn't have had maybe five great seasons with the team, but then you go to arbitration with him, you know, there's some bad blood, and way down the line he's gone, and we're talking about it in a similar way that we're talking about Mookie Betts. They get out in front of that and they get a deal done now. So no, the deal of itself is good for the team, and as a fan I like it, and I'm like, great, I'm glad they got Roman Anthony. I think where maybe some of the pushback would be is it's right after the trade deadline, which wasn't a very good deadline, no matter how they try to spin it about, well, nobody traded for Joe Ryan. Like, okay, you still could have been better at the deadline. And people are still annoyed about Devers, and not that Devers has gone out there and done well with the Giants, but it was
he's been terrible.
You took a big contract and one of your best hitters, and you traded him for only one player who's currently on the Major League roster, and he might be your worst player. So I think it's sort of like you had these two horrible moves, and now we need to you're looking for applause and a pat on the back because you extended a guy who's already under team control for a long time. So it's more like the timing of that aspect of it. But if you just told me, like, in a vacuum, they have extended 8 years, $130 million for Roman Anthony, that's awesome. I don't know how anybody can really argue with that specifically.
So I do think there's something to the empty deadline and kicking them into gear. Sam Kennedy, who you'll hear from in a moment, was on this morning front office report with Greg Hill, and he said they were talking about an extension with Anthony going back to winter meetings. It continued through spring training.
Yeah.
I think part of the reason he started in AAA is because they couldn't come to an agreement. Part of the reason Campbell was here is because they did. And I still think that's shameful. Like, you could be in first place if you had Anthony here on opening day. And they decided not to do that. But the detail from Alex Spear today that John Henry alerted Roman Anthony via email that he was preparing to sign him to an offer. I just find that so weird.
John Henry emailing Roman Anthony does seem
strange. Let me read it again. Anthony, who'd been alerted Sunday morning by Sox principal owner and Globe owner, John Henry, that the team was preparing to make him another offer, opened the email and greeted it with immediate enthusiasm.
Wouldn't Craig Breslow talk to Roman Anthony's agent and not Roman Anthony speaking or emailing with John Henry? But so whatever.
I just think they probably were getting somewhere with their negotiations, although this same story, Alex Spear said they were going to table it until the offseason. They probably kind of knew the parameters and weren't quite willing to go where Anthony and his camp wanted him to. And then Breslow came on this radio station and got booed, and everybody was pissed about the trade deadline and them doing nothing. And they're like, well, let's change the narrative, whatever. Let's throw a few extra million or throw in the escalators they're asking for or whatever little detail they had to do that they hadn't quite come to an agreement on. It nudged John Henry in the direction of doing it. Yeah, it's probably a direct response to the trade deadline. I agree with that, and that does feel gross. Yeah,
because you're like, all right, I'm excited about this. But it's like the same way where, as a fan, you're mad about the deadline, but then they win seven straight games, and you're like, well, I'm happy about that. Like, I'm glad they did that. It's hard. Like, you're never fully, I don't know, either accepting or, like, trust. No, you're never fully trusting the front office, I guess. Right, and that's why even when a good move happens, you're like, "What's the catch? Like, what are we doing here?"
Right,
and I like Bradford's idea that they're going to lock up their good players and then still sign big contracts. But I just don't, until it actually happens, I don't believe that.
Well, what he said, if they don't, shame on them. I agree with that. Yeah. They absolutely should.
Yeah.
And you may not have the top payroll in baseball. You're probably not catching the Dodgers, but you should be back in the top five at worst.
Yeah.
And I don't really think you should be out of the top three ever. And I said this when they were firing Dave Dombrowski.
But they've had a series of good moves. I mean, they traded for Garrett Crochet, and they locked him up on opening day. That's a great – those are two great moves. He's one of the five best pitchers in all of baseball. And you got him, and then you don't even have to worry about a contract for a while. Roman Anthony, top prospect in baseball, looks really good when he hits the major league level. You lock him up for the long term. Rafael and Bayo, you locked up before they really got going, but now they're both kind of going. And, like, they're both pretty important players for you. So I like all of that. It's just, are they going to be able to take that, go that one extra step and, you know, really solidify the roster and make a real run at the, like, a World Series?
And here's what I would say. I want John Henry to spend. I think it's pathetic they don't. I don't like where they're at. I know Curtis's whole thing this morning, or him and Wiggy, I guess, were very critical. They still charge the highest ticket in baseball. It's expensive for a family to go.
Oh, sure is.
And they've dropped off in their spending. They're right about all of that. I would tell you the locking up the young core early does work. I mean, the Dodgers won a World Series by spending like crazy.
Uh-huh.
The Rangers are another team that did that as an example away from the Dodgers. They brought in Seager. They brought in Semien. They won a World Series. Okay. So those are examples of that. There are examples of the Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves locking up their core. So this does work. I don't think the Red Sox should act like the Atlanta Braves or the Houston Astros. But I'm not telling you this approach doesn't work. I mean, it's worked recently with a couple of the most recent World Series winners.
Yeah, no, there's definitely a few different ways to do it. It's just when the Red Sox were doing it specifically.
That's not how they've won, really.
They were spending a lot of money.
right?
No, but they had like homegrown guys on their team.
Like 2018 might have been their most homegrown team, and even that, they still spent on Price. They acquired Sale. They acquired Kimbrel. You went through these earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so even that team was probably the most homegrown, I think. 07 certainly mixed in a lot of homegrown guys on that team. But I'd say 18 with Betts and Bogarts and even Bradley to a degree. Yeah. Like, those guys were all homegrown guys.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
2018, I mean, I guess you had... J.D. Martinez was somebody you went out and got, and he had a great year for him. But, yeah, you had Betts and Bogarts and Devers. And then at the time, you're like, oh, Benintendi and Bradley, like those were all homegrown guys. The rotation was really just Eduardo Rodriguez, right, because Price, Sale, Eovaldi, Porcello were all not. But a very nice mix. But I'm guessing... first, second, or third in payroll that year, too? Like they weren't 12th in payroll that year.
In 2018, they were number one.
They were number
payroll.
One. Okay, there you go. So, like, okay, like you can and probably should, if you're the Red Sox, if you're the Yankees, you're the Mets, you're the Dodgers, you're the Cubs, you're the Angels, whatever. Like, you should have it both ways. Like, focus on your minor league system. Identify the guys that are really good. Lock them up long term. But then when Juan Soto, Kyle Tucker, Pete Alonso, or Shohei Ohtani are free agents, you're at the top of the list.
They should be. I mean, that's how they should be. I've let that go to some degree. I'm not letting John Henry off the hook for it.
I think we're just kind of numb to it. Like,
yeah,
when those guys come up, you're like, they're not going to get them.
I just don't expect those days to be back anytime soon. Like, I could see them, Alonso. They're not going to get Tucker. Just like they weren't going to get Soto.
They're not going to get Ohtani. Tucker probably also for, they're going to be like,
they're
well,
jammed in the outfield.
We just had this headache, and that's going to create more of it. He's also not
like,
great in the outfield.
Alonso, to me, could be a Bregman type of signing. The market wasn't really going nuts for him last year.
Yeah, Alonso would be interesting.
So I could see that, but right. The actual
Casas, though. 40 home runs, 120 RBI.
Yeah, they might want to take him off the
commercials.
Commercial. Yeah.
There's two commercials that play all the time.
Yeah.
It's the Tristan Casas one, where he's like laying with Wally in the uniform. And then there's the Nesson commercial with Tanner Houck in the car driving around.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have like a fresh version. Like, sadly, those two guys are not a part of the team right now.
They were running the Devers one for a while, too. So,
yes. Yeah, they're commercial.
You know what? Maybe that's the jinx.
Yeah.
If the Red Sox or Nesson ask you to do a commercial, if you're a player, you'd be like, I can't.
No Roman Anthony commercials.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Good point. Actually, now that I think about it, I have a marketing idea, Nesson.
What is it?
Do a commercial with Jordan Hicks.
Yeah, put him in there.
Yeah, get Jordan Hicks in a commercial if you could. 617-779-7937. We'll continue with your feedback coming up. We have more on the Red Sox and their spending. What does the extension tell us about the Red Sox and their spending? But, Keith, every Thursday at high noon-ish, we go on the clock. We give you 60 seconds on something. Today, we're going to go on the clock and give you 60 seconds on the Patriots and their preseason opener against the Washington Commanders tomorrow. I believe the last time we did this, you were first up.
Okay. You want to go first?
If you want me to.
That's fine.
I'll give you home ups here.
Give me 60 seconds on what to watch for in the preseason opener.
Correctamundo.
Okay.
All right. You ready for it, Nick? Yeah. Let's do it. All right. Here's 60 seconds on the Patriots in their preseason opener against the Commanders. Mike Vrabel said everyone that's healthy should play in this game. So I expect Drake May to get a series or two against the Commanders. He outplayed Jaden Daniels on Wednesday at joint practices. We should also get our first look at the rookies. Will Campbell, Jared Wilson on the offensive line. Travion Henderson has had a very good camp. to this point in time. Kyle Williams, very quiet. Maybe he actually makes a play tomorrow night. Steph Diggs, Carlton Davis, Morgan Moses, those are all TBD. They've been managed to this point. I don't think we're going to see Christian Gonzalez. He hasn't suited up the last few days at camp. I'm also not sure if we're going to see Jaden Daniels, although the Patriots defense held their own against him. You'd like to see that continue if he's out there. Terry McLaurin, not on the trip. Possible Patriots target. He's not going to be out there. Don't forget, arrive early. Brady statue being unveiled. 12 feet of Brady.
Oh,
Brady,
wow.
Kraft, they're going to speak. I think Bill Belichick's invite must have gotten lost in the mail. I like the Patriots minus 6.5, Keith, and I'm taking the over 34.5.
You're going over?
Over. I saw that offense yesterday.
Mostly I'm taking, Ben Woolridge.
I'm taking the over is what I'm doing. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, a lot of scoring on the first two drives is what I'm expecting, yeah.
Are you ready, Nick? Put me on the clock. All right, here we go. The Patriots have never lost a game on statue night. It is going to be Tom Brady statue night about 2 hours before the game. Everybody's really excited about that. As for the current quarterback, not sure how much we're going to see him in Drake May. Probably going to be a lot of woolly Ben Woolridge. I am going to have my eyes on the big hogs up front. The big fellas up front, Will Campbell, they're actually going to be really hitting, really taking quarterbacks and running backs to the ground. How does Will Campbell stack up in his first true NFL experience? He's going to be lined up next to another rookie in Jared Wilson. We'll probably even see Marcus Bryant a lot at right tackle. You could have three rookies playing a lot on the front. I don't know about Morgan Moses. That's a curious one for me. Also, there does seem to be a bit of a center battle as well. Garrett Bradbury, maybe not a lock to be the starting center. Mike Onwenu's probably been their best guy start to finish so far in camp. Wide receivers, going to be very interested there. I doubt Steph Diggs plays, so there should be opportunities for other guys to get a lot of reps. Kyle Williams is one who's burned real hot and then has also been pretty quiet on other days.
I would say very quiet.
Yeah.
They've never lost on statue.
I don't think they have.
I had not done the research on that. But
do they win by 7? I don't know. I'm not going to spend your money out there, but
7.
I don't think Washington, especially like without McLaurin. My guess is Washington's not all that interested in it. Daniels maybe plays like maybe a series, maybe not even. He might not play at all.
I wouldn't be surprised. They felt like they managed him yesterday.
Yeah, they're probably good.
Maybe that was to give him reps in the preseason game.
It's
going to
be a lot of
it.
Sam Hartman, I think.
Yeah,
so maybe the Pats by a touchdown, although we haven't really seen Woolridge much. And then, like, they're calling him. Does Dobbs need a lot of action? Probably not.
No,
I mean, he's a veteran backup type.
I should have put this in there, but yeah, if you parlay the Patriots and the over, plus 236.
Wow.
Yeah, what you're being
not bad.
That,
huh? Oh, sure you can. Just dip your toes.
You want some money in the account
over
for when.
$1.2 trillion.
You want some money in the account for when week one rolls around. You got to make some bets in the meantime.
Do you
want
to do this tomorrow?
Scare money, don't make money.
Go bankroll for the Bozo.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Bozo's coming up. Bozo will be back this year.
Preseason Bozo?
No. Can't do it. I can't go that far.
I literally am not sure you even can do that on the app.
He might not be able to. I don't know if you want to save this for tomorrow, if you want to do this today. Is there going to be a player that people get excited about that we haven't mentioned maybe even once in camp, but then gets a lot of reps tomorrow, and you're like, what about this guy? Could that guy play? Do you have any?
Well, I think it's something for tomorrow, but yeah, I could. There's going to be a player like that. Who is it? I don't know. There's going to be a player like that. Lynn Larrison.
Lynn Larrison.
The land man.
I feel like a running back, a wide out usually has like the best case. Or maybe like one maniac that just makes like every tackle on defense. You're like, how come we're not talking about that guy? It's like, well, somebody has to play.
Jalen Polk?
No. No.
Could be.
No.
So there you go. There's 60 seconds each on what we're looking for in the preseason game. Preseason opener, I should say, tomorrow night. Pats and Commanders. The Patriots did put out a little teaser video of the Brady statue.
Oh.
All
right. Where is it?
It was a 16-second video, but only like 12 of it was a truck backing up.
It should have been 12
with the statue
seconds.
In the back.
What are they doing?
Oh, yeah, good point. It was 12 seconds of video, so maybe they did know what they were doing.
Tom Brady's statue has arrived. They tweeted this out an hour ago.
It's wheeling in.
Oh, they're unveiling it tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still don't know what it looks like. Statues are like...
That's because they haven't unveiled it yet.
Yeah.
50-50?
They want you to get... Oh, it's this... What would you?
What are the percentages?
I'd wager on the bad 50 with this.
Yeah, I would say so too.
The way Robert Kraft spends on his football team and his facility, I would wager on they cut some corners on this thing, but we'll see.
I'm excited.
Statue night. What did Curran want the other day for the statue?
Did he
say the like the sportsman of the year in the coat? I was like,
he wanted a long jacket. Yeah, I think he should probably be in his uniform.
Me too.
So he's very handsome. So I don't know if you do you go helmet though, because he played the games in a helmet, or do you have him like?
Well, I think you do go helmet because if you don't, you could really offend him.
That's true.
It's hard to get that face
way.
Right.
You have to do all the facial details.
Yeah.
You have the helmet on.
Combine photo.
I want him throwing the ball.
His combine photo.
I want him throwing the ball.
Yeah.
Or like
just cock back, ready to
in
go
in the pocket, like ready to release it.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Okay. I like the idea of him running onto the field. The LFG.
So that would be no helmet, though. Or
that's
no, somebody he does. Yeah, he does have the helmet on. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, could be that, too.
They should put him in a Bucks jersey. That's what they should do. Getting dragged off the boat a bunch of tequilas when he won with the Bucks.
Or that Deflategate press conference where he was wearing like a winter hat for some reason. He was sweating bullets. He's like, I don't know. I didn't do anything to the balls. Leave me alone.
All right, these are good ideas. That's tomorrow. At Gillette Stadium, 617-779-7937. What does the Roman Anthony extension tell us about the Red Sox and their plans to spend in the future? We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.